We are learning Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new perek, Perek HaGoyzel Machil, the last perek of Bava Kama. We have approximately 9 blat left to finish the Masechta Meir Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. HaGoyzel Umachil Es Bonov, V'niach Lefneir. Two cases, someone steals, and he gave it to his children to eat, and then he died, or he left it in front of them, and when he died, the halacha is Batur Mil Sham, they don't have to pay. We have to know why. We don't know why. If he left over some geneva or gzela, let them return it. But it says Peturim Moshalim. Im hoya dov is just by a chrayis. A chrayis, chayav Moshalim. If it's something that has a chrayis, chayav have to pay. Again, we'll see. The Gemara will have a pshat in these words. So it says in our Mishnah, someone who steals and he feeds it to his children or he leaves it over, the children are not mechuyiv to pay for his geneva. But if there's a chrayis, then chayov l'shalom, we'll see what that means. Omar Rav Chista, Zok to Gemara. Omar Chista Memra. Gozal v'loy nesiyayishu ha-baylam. Someone stole, and the baylam were not miyayish yet. So, for example, let's make it into an example. The guy steals a cake, and the baylam was not miyayish. He still wants it back. And the ma'isa, va'achar, someone else came, va'ochlu, and he ate it. Va'ochlu, and he ate it. So Rotsam is Zegoiva, Rotsam is Zegoiva. When the Nigzal comes to collect it, you go either to the first Ganav or the second Ganav. My time, what's the reason? And as long as it's 4 years, it's Beshushu Demarikoi, and therefore, there is no issue, since it's Beshushu Demarikoi, there is an issue of Gzela right now. Like Rashi says, the guy who eats it is like he's stealing it from the Baal. Ah, you're going to ask, we know it's a din, you can't have the ganav after ganav, you won't get sold, you can't have ganav after ganav. So the Nesiva says that Pshat and Rashi is, because here the guy was Moisif Ganeva. The first guy stole it, the second guy ate it, he destroyed it. So he's Moisif on the Gzela, so then you can have, right, right. So he says you could have a ganav and a ganav. That's one mahalach. The Ksois learns, you're right, that maybe it's there's ein ganav acha ganav, and he says it's within mazik, kubitz within mazik over here, and others say that maybe ein ganav acha ganav is only gabi kefil, but maybe ligabi karen, you would have to pay him. In any case, it says over here, Rav Chista says halacha, that it's in 4 years, you're allowed to collect each one. If this guy damaged it from the ganav, then the nigzal is allowed to collect it from him or from him. Avad doesn't collect twice. He could collect half from him, or once you get the whole carrot, you can't collect the other guy. Either way, you go either one, there's a tree on either one. Tanah, Nasir Kasha. It says in our Mishnah, Hagoizel Machos Bono V'Nich Lefneim, Pturim Mil Shalim. It says the children are part of them paying, even if they eat it. And the Shaila is, L'chayra, if they're mazik it, L'chayra, why isn't that called? We're talking about G'doylem, it's Bono V'Nad K'tanim, the G'doylem. So L'chayra here, they're a goyiv menaganav basically, and says that if it's 4 years, the loch is that they're chayiv. So what kind of patur is that? Why aren't they chayiv for eating that? My answer is, so verse is tiftar chista. It's kasher chista. Am lochav chista ki toniyahi lacha yish. Then our Mishnah is talking about after yish, and since it's after yish, so therefore, if they eat it, and they eat it, or they have it, they don't have to pay it back because it's after yish. So the top Taisa speaks out. Lefiza lav dafka machel, lav dafka eat it. Do I denoisin lahem the baturim Rav Chista the mukiv gemara of his lacha yish? The have a yish shina reshos. Alorochel musanakat. The same halacha be is that if the father gave it to the children, it'd be the same thing because that's yish shina reshos, and that's why they're potter. Or Taisa says dafka nakat machel afil Rav Chista lechosh shina reshos mashalosh nabanav hasmukah shechonai. But that they gave it to your children was smukah shechonai, not called shina reshos, and therefore you have to come on to dafka if it's oichel. When it's oichel, the halacha is after yish by oichel. That is the case where you're not chayev.
They give the bar of oichel. Yeah. It makes a difference if he was given to him or he stole it.
Makes a difference, no. No. So maybe he's oinus. If he thinks it's his, here the case where the guy stole it. The guy went and ate it. No one gave it to him.
So it
could be the case would be is that it's master, even if the kids know that it's Gzela. Even the kids know it's Gzela, sound like a partner. If they don't know what it is, and they eat it, it could be it's oinus gomer, it could be this, and not half a master. It's very possible. But here, The case we're answering is, you could answer, you say, you could answer that the case was that they didn't know what it was, and it's a Oynes Gomor, and therefore they can't be chayav. You could answer that. My answer is, the case was, it was la'acha yish. And therefore, it's la'acha yish, it's better. So it's more avaita. In maniach lefneim, p'turim milashalim. The halacha is, that if maniach lefneim, then potim milashalim. So what's the reason for that? Omer Ram Bachama, zoyse meres, reshus yeresh, reshus lekeach dami. The Gemara is assuming the reason why Haniach Lefneim is Potter, if you're wrong about Chama, he assumes that way. The reason why it's Potter is because of the Shina Rishus. We've already established talking after Yish. Because you see, by Michael Zbanov, you see that the Potter. Still, you see here, it says after Yish. And here, the halacha is that if he dies and he's Meirishit to his children, the halacha is that the Potter. Why? Because it's Yish, Shina Rishus. A Yairus maybe is like a bra karada avua. It's a continuation of his father's Rishus. No, Zayis Emeres, Rishus Yairus, ki Rishus l'keach dami. Take a different Rishus. Rava, no, argues. Rishus Yairus lav ki Rishus l'keach dami. Because that's a continuation of his father's Rishus. V'ocha mayaskinon, kisha ochlum. Here, after the maniach lefneihem, they ate it. And if they ate it, they're potter. What's the pshat? So the Rashba explains that even though we hold the Yish itself is not koina, but after Yish, it's konu ve'ena konu. And if they would have, right now, if you would have sold it to someone else, it would have been, you would have been koina with that Yish. Therefore, if the bonim eat it, when they think it's their father's, and they eat it, so they're potel gamri. Why? Because a hani hai shini reshus koldu, that when it's not kayemes, they don't have to pay. That's what a Rashba learns. Toisvis nirmaskal gozal, more to the end, he quotes really as a pasuk in the Gemara later on that darshins that v'heishiv is exeil asher gazal says asher gazal to teach us that the child does not have to pay. But Tosfos is only a smachta, and the ikar reason is if you want to see Tosfos is in the widest lines, the third line of the wide line. Lekach nira the hach drasha lekamara smachti lekuli ama umesvara machalak rav chista ben lefnei yish ben lachi yish the loy have a kol kach b'shus mari achi yish kumel lefnei yish. Similar to what the Rashba is saying, that already after Shin already, it's like halfway out of Rishus. And if they go ahead and eat it, they're going to be potter. So, Akaponim, we have two ways to learn. Rava Chama learns the Shin Rishus because goes to Zukeach. Rava says Dafka if they ate it. Freyti Gemara, Matani Seifa, Mahidavash Shesbarach Reis, Chayom Lashalem, Mechlal the Reisha, Bezeel Kiyam Shaskinon. What does that mean? Right now, how a teaching Ma'idovish Baruch Reis means like this: that v'niach lefneihem potum l'shalom. If they left something for him, left you know a few cakes for them, they don't have to give it back. But if it's something that's yes Baruch Reis, which means it's a piece of karka, something that everyone knows about, so there you have to give it back. That's how we're learning the Mishnah right now here. V'niach lefneihem yes Baruch Reis. So that sounds like the gzeilas kayemes. So that's a kasha on Rava. Because the Mishnah is saying that if it's kayemes, you potter. But if it's a chrayis, if everyone knows about it, then you have to pay back. So it sounds like it's kayemes. You're teaching the words completely wrong. Hachikabar. Avada, so when any kayemes. What does it mean? It means the far leftover karka. There's a shibud karkois to pay back that gzela. Then you have to pay. That's what it means. That's taich.
Why is it better now?
Because the father is definitely chayiv for his gneva. Right. Children not chayiv. If the father left over property, there's a shibud chalam property. El metaltav, there's no shibud on metaltav. So once he dies, the metaltav is shibud. But here, left over karka.
He stole king, he left over karka.
Yeah, so whatever he stole is meshubud, his karka, the lien on his property for that. So that's what it means. Hold it in touch. Afraid to Gemara, but we see not like that. But Masni lay Rebbe le Rav Shimon Bray, when Rebbe was learning with his son, Rav Shimon, and he wrote, said like this, loy davash yesh berech rais mamish, you don't definitely need a piece of karka to make it that it's Dova Masuyim and everyone knows about it, that you have to give it back. If you have a para using it to plow, you have a chamara, a donkey using it to carry loads, you have to give it back. So So clearly, Rebbe learned the Mishnah. Moedav Zecharias means if it's something that's famous that everyone knows about, Chayav Masham, because of Kavod Avim, that's what you have to give it back. Not only do it a Shibud. And it sounds like Rebbe is learning the Mishnah, but Gzeila Kayamis. So Amar Rava, you take it to where Ella, because Rava's sticking with his teretz. Amar Rava's still sticking with his teretz, it means that there's a lien on properties, a whole different type. So Amar Rava, Kishachivna Rav Oishia, Nafik Lavasi. When Rav Oishia dies, Kishachivna, I die, Rav Oishia, Nafik Lavasi, Rav Oishia, come greet me. The teretz, the Mesisim, come and say, Rav Oishia, obviously, is older, he died first. So Rava says, when I die, Rav Oishia, come and greet me. Why? Teretz, the Mesisim, come and say, I teached this Mishnah like him. Basically, Rava's answer, I found a brisa that says like my teich in the Mishnah, and therefore, even though Rebbe was master libre like this, I'm going to learn my way. And tell you Rav Oishia, Hagoyzo Machos Bonov, Paturim L'Sham, you don't have to pay. Hinich of name, you left it, Gzeila Kayemes, Chayavim. If it's Kayemes, you have to give it back. Ain't Gzeila Kayemes, Paturim. If it's not Gzeila Kayemes, then it's Paturim. It means if it's Kayemes, you have to give it back. Even though the children are chai, but if it's kayemes, there's only years, no shin rishus, you give it back. Ain't exil kayemes, which means they ate it, paturim. Heniach lahem aviyam achrayas nechosim chayom sham. If they left over achrayas nechosim, then you have to pay. Because there's a shibud on the nechosim. So we have a clear brayse, like Rava, that by exil kayemes, yichayovim. And our Mishnah went in exil kayemes. And so it's a raya to Rava, not like Rav Muhammad's pshat in the Mishnah. Omamar. Now, when I asked for this brisa, a kasha on Chista, and what's the name of the kasha on Ram Machama? Omamar, Einak Zela Kayemes, Peturim. Neima di Avatuf to the Rav Chista, which means someone ate it. So someone ate it, isn't that Goinev Menaganev? And Rav Chista said that the case that if you're before Yish, you're Chayiv. Omar Rav Chista, Kitani Lacha Yish. This brisa is going Lacha Yish, same way he answered on the Mishnah. And like Tosis points out, we could have asked this kasha also from the ratio of this brisa. The ratio of the brisa says that goes on Malchus Bonav. We could ask him there also. Like upon him, we're just saying Rav Chisla after that sign. This brisa also just like he said the Mishnah is like that. That's pashut. What about Rav Chama? That's a problem. Omar said this brisa Gzeila Kayemes. The Gzeila is still around. Chayom Mashalim. That means that he doesn't hold up Shinu Rishos. Because talking about Achi Yish, like we just said, talking about after Yish. After Yish, he goes to Nurishos. He coined it. Here, the Yairish is a new resource according to Rav Machama. So why aren't you coin it? Here's the new resource. You know, this whole Bryce, it's talking about 4 years. That's why if it's Kayemes, you have to give it back, even though it came into my resource, because there's no senior resource if it's no years. And we see from here, not like Rav Chista, because it says when you ate it, you're potter. So you see, not like Rav Chista. Oh, come on, not like Rav Chista according to Rav Machama. Why potter? Because he holds that the children who eat it, they're yipater because they're not mechuyev. They thought it was the father's, they're not mechuyev. They thought it was the father's, not mechuyev. It could be it's a pasuk, like we said. It could be it's a pasuk that says the children are chayev for the gneva of the father. And if it's around, they got to give it back. But if it's not around and they ate it, according to this man Yom, I hold that there's no gneva acha ganev. You're the ganev. You're responsible. I'm not responsible. He argues on Chista. That means even another person, not even a bonav, someone else would eat it, wouldn't be chayiv. It's not my responsibility to be chayiv for your gnevis. The one who's gamvet is the one who's responsible. That's the sheet of Rav Machama. So the Baal Amar over here explains that there are 4 cases. He gives us sikum. And the Ohm should listen good to the sikum because this shows how good you know what's going on. He says that he makes a sikum. He says there's four levels. It says, Shamina Ma'alena Kimta Din Arba Sha'arim. There's you have before Yish with Gzeila Kayemes. You have before Yish in Gzeila Kayemes. You have Acha Yish Gzeila Kayemes. Acha Yish in Gzeila Kayemes. And we'll figure this out. Before Yish, Gzeila Kayemes, Lekuli Yama, you return it. Before Yish, and the Gzeila is still around, the Chal is still around, and it's before Yish, you give it back. If it's after Yish and eaten already, Lekuli Yama, you don't give it back. Lekuli Yama, not Machlaikas. Where's the Machlaikas in Masugya? The 2 middle cases. After Yish, Gzeila Kayemes, after Yish, and Gzeila Kayemes, and before Yish, and in Gzeila Kayemes. For example, let's take the after Yish, and Gzeila Kayemes. After Yish, Gzeila Kayemes, according to Rav and Rav Chista, you have to give it back. Because there's no Shinu Rishos. But according to Rav Mi Bar Chama, you have Shinu Rishos, let it keep it. That's the Machlokes. And before Yish, and in Gzeila Kayemes, also Machlokes. Before Yish, and in Gzeila Kayemes, according to Rav Chista, you're Chayiv, because you ate it. You're Chayiv. But according to Rav Chama, you're part because you argue with Rav Chista. So those are the four cases, the Mamash of the Baal Amar, that brings down, sets us up for us, I and the Baal Amar. Let's see the Gemara of Aita. Rav Adah Bahava Masdi Lahod the Rav Chama Aha. Rav Adah Bahava learns the halacha of Rav Chama on this halacha. It says in the Braisa, Niach lem avi and moyish of ribbis. If the father left him over money of ribbis, af al pi shayidin shehin shal ribbis, even though the children know it's ribbis, they know the father did hard money loans. En chayav lahachse, you don't have to return it. You don't have to return it. That means the father left him over money. The father made a loan of $1 million with 10% interest, and he left over 1.1 million to the children. The children do not have to give back the ribbis. Amar Rav Chama, what's pshat? So he said, Meres, Rishus Yerush Kishukheirdami. It must be because Rishus Yerush Kishukheirdami. So it's Yerush Vashina Rishus. That's what it is. Yerush Vashina Rishus. Frank Taisvis. Now who says how's that? Maybe the reason is because the guy gave the ribbis. He wanted to give that $100,000 for ribbis. He wanted to buy a building. He wanted to give it. So it's not a geneva. So if it's not a geneva, Frank Taisvis, so then it's not a, you know, it's like a milva peh. You owe me back the money, it's like a milva peh. You owe me back the ribbis. And that, children are not chayav milva peh of the father. And for Taisvis, afagav the medas nosdan loy, isnil gabe betayres gzela, he says. The avakin asina betayis. The nosdan shem atana, they give it for atal, tayres ribbis. Umikri gzela beineha, kimen shamoyis be'en. Vayichayom lahachzer laf, tushukayach adam yavashin rishos. Big son in Taisvis, that Taisa says that ribbis is considered a geneva. It's considered a, even though you give it madas, it's still considered a gzela because he gave a teres ribbis, not a teres matana. It's a lot of Torah on this, obviously we learn ribbis on this Taisvis, but we're going to go by it. So like upon him, Rabbi Rav Chama says, there is just yairis k'shus k'echdami. Rav Amar lo yilavi v'loch, k'shus yairis lav k'shus k'echdami. He argues. So why don't the children have to give back the ribbis? I know shim rishos. Shani hacha domakro, al tikach mi'itoy neshech v'sarbis. It says you have to read the whole pasuk. Atikach miitay neshach v'sarbis v'yareisim alakecha v'chay achichi imach. You learn that from the end of that pasuk. V'chay achichi imach. That's the makar. You have to give ribbis back. And then it says the hechiv is a ribbis in the Torah. No pasuk like that. It says the hechiv is a gzela. Doesn't say the hechiv is a ribbis. How do you know you have to give ribbis back? From the pasuk v'chay achichi imach that says you have to give back. That you have to live with him. So you have to give back the ribbis. Aha delay. Return to him. Kehechi the nechiv v'hadoch. So he can live together with you. So this chiyuv is only on the person who took the ribbis. L'dideka mazil rachmana. L'brei l'mazil rachmana. It's only a chiyuv on him, but not on his child. So that's the reason why you have to give back. So you have two pshat, why you don't have to give back the ribbis. Either pshat is because shin rishos, like Rav Chama, or Rava says, no shin rishos here. The reason I have to give back is I have a chiyuv to give back the father's ribbis. So we have two places we learn Rav Chama, either on our Mishnah or on this braisa of ribbis. Ma demasid lo braisa kol shekene masisim. If you learn this memra on the Braisa, so kol shekein on the Mishnah, which because that's partially you say on the Mishnah, but man the masla masisim of a Braisa Rama Chama Karav Masla, we're saying like this: Rama Chama held there's no other option in our Mishnah. Why in our Mishnah does it say Patam Shalom by Niach Flame? Must be that Rishus Yairish Rishus Lekayach Dami. But here by Ribbis, if he didn't say it on this halacha, I would say Pshat by Ribbis is like Rava's Pshat. That it's out, the no chiyuv hashava for the children, because the chay chiyuv mach is only the person who took the ribbis. So therefore, if not that he said it on the brisa, I would say he never said it on the brisa, because he learns like Rava. Read it inside one more time. Man masla brisa, so koshkan the masisim is not a choice. But man masla masisim of our brisa, Rami bachama karav masla. He learns like Rava, who learns there's no chiyuv hashava b'chlal on the children when it comes to ribbis. Rashi has another pshat the opposite way. Ayin shum, v'timtzanachas.